Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 28th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple announced that its head of design, Johnny Ive, is leaving the company. Ive plans to start his own design firm called LoveFrom, which will have Apple as a client. Going forward, VP of Industrial Design Evans Henke and VP of Human Interface Design Alan Dye will report directly to COO Jeff Williams. Bloomberg reported Thursday that bylines on research papers indicate Huawei employees worked on at least 10 research projects alongside Chinese Armed Forces personnel over the last decade, including projects related to radio communications and artificial intelligence. A spokesman told Reuters, Huawei is not aware of its employees publishing research papers in their individual capacity. Reuters also reports that an order from the Competition Commission of India found that Google's Android imposed unfair conditions on manufacturers by requiring pre-installation of Google's proprietary apps. This, in turn, reduced the incentive of manufacturers to develop and sell devices running alternate Android versions. Counterpoint Research estimates 99% of smartphones sold in India run Android. The order dates from April 16th and calls for a wider probe by the CCI, which should be completed by mid-September. The New York Times has a report on a company called Alphonso that uses phone microphones to collect data on what TV shows people are watching through their microphone. The software runs inside game apps that request permission to access the microphone. This affects apps in Google Play and Apple's App Store. Alphonso does outline the collection of data in its privacy policy and does follow proper OS procedures to request mic access. Philips Hue now offers Bluetooth built-in to its A19 bulbs and BR30 floodlight bulbs, which means they don't require the $60 hub and can be controlled by a smartphone. Bluetooth has a much shorter range than Zigbee, which connects to the hub, so you can only get about 30 feet away and can't control them remotely otherwise. They can be controlled with Amazon and Google Assistant, but won't work with HomeKit unless you get the hub. However, they do include Zigbee, so they can be upgraded to a hub at a later date. Prices for the Bluetooth bulbs are $15 for a white bulb, $25 for a white ambiance bulb, and $50 for a color bulb. Mozilla announced Firefox Preview, a pilot of its new Android browser and powered by Mozilla's Gecko View engine. It's set to replace the current Firefox Android app this fall, but developers can download it from Google Play now. Mozilla also put its privacy and performance-based Firefox Focus for Android development on hold and is instead adding Firefox Focus functionality to Android's main Firefox app. Apple will begin selling the OneDrop blood glucose monitor in select retail stores. The device takes blood glucose readings and syncs to the Health app on iPhone or Apple Watch. The device will sell for $69.95 at Apple stores and includes a year of coaching from a certified diabetes educator. OneDrop devices have previously been available through Apple's online stores. Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian announced that Alphabet's enterprise security subsidiary Chronicle will be rolled into Google Cloud in the coming weeks, with full integration of features coming in the fall. Chronicle was spun out of Google X in 2018 and released its first product, the petabyte-scale security telemetry backstory platform, back in March. Volkswagen launched WeShare, an on-demand all-electric car rental fleet. The launch is limited to Berlin, with plans to add Prague and Hamburg in 2020, and offers a fleet of 1,500 Volkswagen e-Golf cars to customers. Cars can be picked up and parked wherever public parking is available, with WeShare handling charging as needed. No plans are set to incentivize drivers to charge up their own vehicles, at least as part of the launch. VW plans to add 500 e-Up electric city cars to its fleet by 2020, and eventually add its upcoming ID.3 electric car once released. And finally, a beta of Microsoft's Cortana virtual assistant appeared in the Windows Store. This will allow Cortana to be updated separately from Windows 10 as Microsoft attempts to add features at a faster pace. Microsoft has changed how Cortana is accessed in Windows 10 recently, breaking out the assistant from the start menu in the Windows 10 May 2019 update. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.